Welcome back and happy Tech Tuesday. We are coming to you again virtually, and we have a great topic this week. We're going to be talking about financial wellness for retirees. This is a hot topic right now. There's a lot going on as it relates to it. So we have a very special guest, Rian Horgan, who is founder and CEO of Kinder. So without further ado, Rian, can you please go ahead and tell us who is Kinder?
Well, thanks, Scarlett, so much for having me on today. So really excited to share with you a little bit about Kinder. We're a financial technology company that's 100% dedicated to reimagining financial wellness for modern retirees. And by modern retirees, I think about people between the age of 50 and 70. These are baby boomers. This is the first generation that really created modern technology. So these are the founders of and early employees of companies like Apple and HP. And they face a really challenging set of dynamics when coming into retirement. And that, frankly, was before even kind of the latest issues with coronavirus. They're the first generation to be retiring without a pension. They're the first generation to be living likely 10 years longer than their parents. And all of a sudden, they're trying to figure out how do they DIY modern retirement.
Yeah, they're definitely, there's a lot that they have to consider. So on that note, what are some of the, as this group starts preparing and planning for retirement, what are some of the key things that they should be thinking about?
There's a couple things that we think about. The first is this intersection of health and wealth. I think when you're younger, if you have been healthy, you haven't often thought about health as a financial issue. But I will tell you that no matter what retiree you talk to, they will talk about their health issues in both the how they feel, but also what it means for their finances. The average couple will spend north of $12,000 a year just on Medicare premiums. And that means that over their retirement cycle, they're spending $280,000 on like the basics of healthcare. So I would argue that healthcare is a huge financial issue for this demographic. And so that's number one, is like health and wealth together. The second is they're really trying to piece together a puzzle. Again, as I mentioned, this is the first generation that's retiring without a pension. They typically have multiple retirement accounts. If they have a spouse, that spouse also has multiple retirement accounts. You can't merge retirement accounts with each other. And so it's not uncommon for this retiree to have north of 10 accounts. And they're trying to figure out every single month, how do I create that retirement paycheck? The last part of the equation is retirement income. Again, this generation is really the first generation en masse that's retiring without a pension. And they're really trying to figure out, how do I DIY retirement income? Social Security is really the foundation of retirement income. Some of them will have like a partial pension. Maybe they worked for a company for 10 years and they have that partial pension. And a few will also have an annuity. And what we really focus on at Kinder is, how do we actually create that retirement paycheck for you, make sure that you have enough income in retirement, and think about what that balance between like guaranteed and flexible income looks like.
A lot to think about at that time. Exciting and scary and everything in between. So when we, being in this world and in New York, there's so much going on with technology, and you hear, especially from the financial service perspective, a lot of focus on millennials and the younger demographics and how natural technology is for them. But of course, studies and statistics all over have shown us that this generation is actually very, very actively playing in technology. So can you elaborate a little bit more on the impact of that and where that's going to lead us moving forward?
It's a good question. I think that there is still this prevailing perception in technology that if you're over the age of 50, you don't know how to use your phone and computer. And there's a couple thoughts I have there. The first is that you can't just group everyone over the age of 50 together. It's kind of like saying everyone under the age of 50 is the same. So you definitely see kind of different behaviors. We see in particular boomers who are kind of in that 50 to 65 year old cohort really actually looking a lot more like Gen X than what you maybe stereotypically typically think about as like an older American. And typically we think about older Americans as people that are over 85. So very different tech usage of an 85 year old versus a 55 year old. This consumer is online. They may not be on TikTok, but they're really active on Facebook. And actually, Facebook for them is a huge channel. It creates a lot of engagement. It allows them to reconnect with friends that they haven't been able to see in long times. And they're also active consumers. So, this consumer is spending three times as much as millennials. So they drive the economy, and they're online. They're on Amazon. They're on Netflix. They're on Hulu. What's interesting is that they're oftentimes kind of hacking technology that wasn't really built for them. And that's actually where I get really excited is thinking about building a brand that was built from day one for this consumer. That means really thinking about how do you design a user experience for them. I think we've all been taught to create like really short funnels that allow a customer to like make decisions really, really fast because that's the way a lot of millennials like to interact. What we find is that boomers on average tend to be a bit more purposeful. They want to take time as they make decisions. Not surprising, particularly when it comes to financial wellness and retirement, these are really high consequence decisions. So Social Security, figuring out Medicare. And so you're not going to spend 2 minutes on it. You're probably going to spend 2 hours and you're going to do a lot of research. And so really thinking about how you design an experience that allows the customer to take their time to do their research, we think is really important.
So many gems of information there. And like you said, a lot to think about and a lot of opportunities to really help alleviate all of the feelings that come around with retiring and how to do so in a way that is friendly and really seamless is certainly a priority. Well, Rian, thank you so much. We appreciate the time for full details on what Rian's doing, including what Kinder is doing. You can look at the link below. We have great snapshots and links to more, and you can reach out to her directly there. Thank you so much, as always. Until next week.